Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Cudgies.
Ugster.
Matt Mann.
Alrighty, so, starting off the night, Wolverine's going to fall off the desk.
Alright.
Other than that, we'll start off with some Mortal Kombat news, mainly because we've got a voice for Spawn in Mortal Kombat, whenever it gets released next year.
Next year.
Gonna be Keith David.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure how I feel about that, but I mean, he was Goliath in Gargoyles, so he probably could pull it off.
Well, I think his, you know, his voice could be a good fit for Spawn.
Very interested.
Deep and intimidating.
Indeed.
And I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger is not gonna be Terminator.
Ouch.
No. But they are getting a voice. Like,
yes, McBain from The Simpsons.
Yes,
you to be chopper.
Yes,
I bet you anybody could do his voice.
Anyone,
or the the Fairly Odd Parents, the one army fairy.
What kind of fairy are you?
The puny fairy.
Isn't that the same person, McBain?
It's possible.
Probably.
I don't know.
It could be anyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Deep down, it's all of us.
That's right.
But yeah, no, apparently Spawn's creator came out and said in a comment, Spawn himself, I haven't seen them all fully polished, but what I did see was pretty awesome. I encourage them to basically go as crazy as... My only comment would be, it wasn't crazy enough. So go crazy. If you've seen any of that game, you know they can get pretty crazy. So pretty much he wants them to go insane as they can in Mortal Kombat.
Yay! I'm happy!
That's about all there is on that news.
Yay!
Moving on past that, we've got Inhumans could be rebooted for the big screen after a failed TV series, according to New Rumor. Which wouldn't surprise me. After all, Spider-Man was the reason why they got booted, so...
Ironically, Spider-Man's the one that booted him. But, ironically, I just read an article from Bleeding Cool that Marvel isn't mentioning Inhumans at all.
Ouch.
There's brief appearances of Lockjaw and the current Guardians of the Galaxy. You might see the royal family here and there, Black Bolt, Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the Ms. Marvel character, she's inhuman, but there has been no mentioning of her being inhuman at all in her series lately. Period.
Damn.
Speaking of Ms. Marvel.
Oh, and Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver have been retconned once more.
Of course.
To no longer be inhumans. They are now experiments from the High Evolutionary.
Okay.
However, it's entirely possible that they'll be retconned again back into being the mutant offspring of Magneto.
Oh, fine.
No.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Because
Marvel is awesome.
You know, going back to a conversation we've had the last couple of weeks, Disney Plus. We all know my disdain for the whole idea of Disney Plus.
And how much he bitches about how... Oh, sorry, not bitches. Just agonized about how he...
It's bullshit, because they're a multi-billion dollar company.
Yes, but what's going on now?
I'm going to be signing up for Disney Plus, of course.
Yeah. What could a multi-billion dollar company want more? Money.
Pay to sign up.
Yay!
They want to be a multi-trillion dollar company.
And you know what they did?
That's true.
Kate's going to tell us.
So, you know... I also have been talking a lot about how I can't wait to see a Moon Knight franchise. Yeah, Disney Plus is doing Moon Knight.
Yeah. Somehow.
And Ms. Marvel. And She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So yeah, eventually I'm going to sign up for Disney Plus whenever
I am
Moon Knight gets going.
Signing up for...
Speaking of She-Hulk, though, the She-Hulk TV series will apparently feature the Abomination and the Leader.
Mm-hmm. I am excited for that.
Okay, I hope they're better than the Incredible Hulk designs.
If they're going...
Better be.
I mean,
granted, we don't discuss it, but Incredible Hulk is...
It is part of it. It is.
For those who enjoyed the 2008 Incredible Hulk, you should be thrilled to learn that both
did redesign
the Abomination Leader are said to
play the Avengers and on. So, I have, you know, some hope for that then.
I have reason. Well, we didn't really see what the leader looked like.
Yet.
We saw him transform.
Ish. Starting.
We saw his crazy little...
Is he just going to have the big, tall, not quite cone head? Or is he going to have, like, the skull fro?
It looked like giant, like, if they're going to go with the one that was going to be in the Incredible Hulk, the skull fro is what it was looking like it was going to become. there's not really much information on that other than the fact that they're apparently going to be there.
And the Red Hulk is going to show up at some point.
Yeah, that too. We'll see if it's actually
Thaddeus
Thunderbolt Ross, or who's the other one that...
Fuck beans, I forget.
You know, it doesn't really matter. They brought back Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross for a reason, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they brought him. Yeah. He's a secretary now instead of in the actual military. Yeah.
Still, they brought him in for a reason. I got to imagine they're going to actually use him. And not just jump up a new character for no reason.
Well, I mean, if they kind of show him.
We even see him in his, you know, non-hulked out form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Disney Plus, What If confirms a Marvel zombie.
Dead Cookie's very excited for this.
Not necessarily a series, but there will be an episode.
That's fine with me.
Featuring the Marvel zombies.
Feige that... so let's see. Feige that the series will tie into the 23 films of the MCU in the... That they will highlight one little difference in each episode that changes outcomes dramatically, from Paul Rudd and Natalie Portman to Chadwick Boseman and Haley Atwell.
These are cast members from what movies they're returning
from. Here's a look at the cast, all under the watchful eye of Jeffrey Wright's Westworld The Watcher. Ant-Man, Rudd as Ant-Man, and Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. Black Panther, Boseman as Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan as Killmonger. Basically, everyone who's already been cast in the MCU
is coming back.
Kind of.
Somewhat. I mean, everything looks pretty much exactly the same.
Well, yeah, but not everybody is coming
in. Well, no, of course not. But I mean, like, from what...
Because, you know, Cap's going to be, you know... I mean, come on, the first episode is going to be Peggy getting, you know, becoming Captain America instead of Steve Rogers.
Yeah. Should be.
Yeah. Let's see. Marvel Cinematic, a sizzle reel with footage was shown, with the biggest highlights being the reveal of Captain America as a Marvel zombie and Peggy Carter in action, rocking the shield in a Captain America, Captain Britain mashup.
Ooh la la.
What is this? Oh, it's a, yeah. What is Spider-Man Drive?
History of
a Fantastic Five.
Of the What If series.
What if Thanos joined
the Avengers? What if Wolverine had killed the Hulk? What if the Hulk was Bruce Banner's brain? Oh, what if the Hulk always has Bruce Banner's brain? What if Captain America was elected president? What if J. Jonah Jameson adopted Spider-Man?
Whoa!
Not that far from what's going on in the comics. He didn't adopt him, but he does know that Peter is Spider-Man, and...
He works with him, right?
Ish. His... Jonah's... brother, I think he was, married Aunt May.
Oh.
And I don't know how it came about, but they knew, you know, May knew that Peter was Spider-Man, and, you know, new uncle, not Ben, uncle not Ben, he knew, and Jonah found out. I don't know, like I said, I don't know how the information was disseminated.
Yeah,
but Jonah knows that Spidey and Peter are the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next up, because there
hasn't been retconned out yet.
Next up, apparently Nathan Fillion is added to the cast of Suicide Squad 2.
Didn't we talk about that last week? No. You sure? I could have swore I brought that up.
Uh-uh.
No, he sent it to me after the podcast.
Like, yeah.
Say Friday. No, we didn't talk about it, I don't think. Doesn't really matter if we did, because there's not really any information.
We don't know who he's going to be playing.
Trying to think of who he could play.
I guess you're right.
Sent it Sunday.
My bad.
Regardless of who Fillion is playing, the Suicide Squad is already well stocked with Andy Heroes. Confirmed new characters for this equal include Ratcatcher. Danielle Melchior is the Ratcatcher. Steve Adkeen as King Shark. David.
Well, King Shark's going to be apparently CG because Steve Adkeen is doing his voice.
Not even try to say this guy's last name, but apparently.
David Dasmalchian.
Yeah, sure. He's going to be Polka Dot Man. Apparently, John Cena is going to be Peacemaker.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly, possibly John Cena.
Mm. Peacemaker.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Oh, wait. Did I look up?
That's just.
Uh oh.
Yeah, it makes more specific. You know, Suicide Squad.
My keyboard can work on there right now. So, anyways, Viola Davis, Jay Courtney, and Joel Kim will reprise their roles as Amanda Waller, Captain Boomerang, and Rick Flagg. Respectfully, Idris Elba is also a part of the Suicide Squad with a mysterious role of his own. So yeah, that's Suicide Squad apparently.
All right,
we'll wait for.
Is it a new one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, not totally new. It's a soft
reboot.
Very very softcore reboot.
Okay. Sorry, Dead Piffy was out of the loop.
Basically a sequel, but with minor changes.
He's right. From. Used to be a character owned by Charlton Comics. Which is where a lot of all the characters from The Watchmen came from.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, now we'll move on to the more controversial topic of tonight that I feel like is going to be a long discussion.
What?
Nicki Minaj says she's down to play the Catwoman in Batman.
Mm. Yeah, that'll happen.
What? So, let me just say something right off the bat. No.
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 I don't know
no.
if you're able to hear my long, drawn-out moan.
He's dying over here.
Inside, very much so.
See, actually, you know what? Warner Brothers, DC, go for it. You guys want your movies to suck? Guarantee, right there.
Right, I mean, that's there. You know what? Yeah, no.
It's already pushing.
Does
it
she even have any
Pattinson as Batman?
Acting skills? Besides acting like a hoe?
Apparently the Rathstar was recently interacted with a fan on Twitter when they said they'd love to see her as Catwoman. In a response that could just be a joke, Nick Minaj wrote, "I'm ready, ha."
Clickbait article. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played this. It was boring.
Oh, yeah.
I got it with a whole bunch of pre-launch.
But, yeah, they're, you know, movies all suck.
I still sucked.
They're too... You know, they're trying to imitate Marvel, but they're trying to do dark and gritty instead of, you know, more true to the comics, like the MCU's movies have been.
Yeah.
So they're not straight adaptations of anything, but they're still, you know, they're lighthearted. They do have their dark moments, but they're still lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
But no.
Let's just, you know, Spider-Man, you know, other than in Endgame, when it was kind of necessary... Spider-Man doesn't kill. He's never killed anybody except in Endgame, and it was CGI aliens that he killed.
So many people are getting butthurt because he activated instant kill mode. It's like,
but Superman, you know, he fucking snapped General Zod's neck in Man of Steel. Spoiler alert.
I did, however, like that his instant kill mode did look like Deadpool. Watch that again, bitch. Look just like Deadpool with red eyes.
Deadpool didn't have red eyes unless, except in his
that's why I'm saying X-Force. With red eyes. I mean, look just like Deadpool with red eyes.
I agree to disagree, because I have watched that scene a few times now. I just don't see that.
I think he looks like Deadpool.
But, moving on from that, apparently a bunch of people are getting butthurt because Spider-Man activated instant kill mode. Yeah, let's have you be thrown in as some fucking 16-year-old kid in the middle of an alien invasion after you just apparently came back to life.
5 years after you died.
Yeah.
Yeah, then tell me you're not going to activate it's a kill mode for fear for your own life and your friends.
And to make sure that they don't get the powerful MacGuffin plot device that you're packing around to keep away from the big baddie.
Exactly.
So what... I don't know. I've been thinking about it. What if they did go to the microverse? You know, in an area where time slows down. They were gone for 5 years, but nobody is. And nobody aged.
I mean,
well, that would also depend on what part, because you know how the thing about, you know, well, how come it was only 5 hours for Scott?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 5 years was actually 5 hours for him, but it was, you know, the 30 years was 30 years for Janet.
Yeah,
and it could just be, you know,
different bits,
different parts of the quantum realm time.
Also, what they just
in fact
forget?
Didn't they say something like that in Endgame when Scott came back? Talk about, you know, certain areas of the quantum realm time passes differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. But also, what, did they just completely forget or something? Because they, like, Pete was confused and had to get it explained to him that they've been dead for 5 years.
Hmm.
So, I mean, to him, it was almost instantaneous. The last thing he remembered was
dying.
Feeling,
or,
you know, not feeling good, and I just must have passed out, because when I came to...
Exactly.
Not around. Or he was somewhere else.
But yeah, no, I just... Going back to...
They were all unaware that they died, apparently.
Coming back from that little tangent on the Spider-Man thing, going back to DC, Nicki Minaj, Catwoman, no.
Yeah.
No.
Anyone
else.
No, not anyone else. Not anyone else.
You know, maybe, just maybe, as a voice in an animated movie, maybe. Maybe.
Why? Have you heard her voice? She's obnoxious.
Okay. What kind of music does she drop?
Guys,
I don't listen to that shit.
Cardi B.
No.
Smack yourself.
She's just
a more ghetto version of Nicki Minaj.
Isn't she the girl version of Bill Cosby?
Pretty much.
Is she the one that's to drugging men and
stealing
to them and raping.
Yeah.
Why is she going to prison for it?
Because she's a woman.
Alright, okay, let's change topics before we get, you know, pulled off the internet. Ripped to shreds.
But yeah, I'm very excited.
Eventually, hopefully. but, you know, I mean, I can think of maybe a couple other actors that could possibly pull it off, but definitely not. No, not Nicki Minaj.
Halle Berry again?
You know what? If they actually tried to do Selena Kyle Catwoman, maybe. If they actually tried.
Yeah.
But then she'd be race washed. It'd be blackface and Selena Kyle the Catwoman.
I mean, I don't care about DC enough. Marvel, I do. Marvel, it means something to me, but. Uh-huh.
He has a
geez.
He has principles, but only when they apply to certain things.
Yeah. DC.
Only some stuff.
At this point, like, anything to give DC some kind of success.
The rat came from DC. They sent the rat because they knew their movie sucked, and they like, well, you know what? Let's help out Marvel. Get some goodwill. We'll send the rat to save them. There we go.
So this is their version of their crossover series.
Yes,
they just sent the rat.
It's a secret. Ratcatcher did it.
Oh my god!
There we go.
Try
to generate some goodwill for, you know, for them. You know, ultra secret, double probation classified, top secret. You know, intercompany crossover. There we go.
There we go. We figure it out.
That's exactly what Phase 4 is going to be. Marvel and DC crossover movies.
Hey, can we actually have some good DC
movies? Yeah, we could.
Actually, hey.
But only the Marvel produced ones.
Yes. It's gotta come from Marvel Disney. Has to.
Has to.
They'll find us a good fucking Batman.
Honestly, I think I read something. I won't swear 100% to this, but I think I read something that Warner's might be doing away with some of the DC stuff.
Wow.
Possibly, maybe even licensing out the characters.
See, that just adds more fuel to my fire. I think Warner Brothers is going bankrupt.
Disney, buy it out.
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of shit they're just kind of, like, shutting down recently. And it's just
like what?
It's because you got Disney at overlords everybody the fuck else.
Like, just locomotive through the town, chugga chugga choo.
You know, like we talked about it last week with Sony right now, trying to fucking deal with Disney, trying to keep some money from themselves, because Disney owns everything else. I'm still on Sony's side, even though I wish they would have left Spider-Man with MCU, but...
Yeah.
Well, I think if Disney hadn't said they were that Kevin Feige wasn't going to be available for executive producing Spider-Man movies, it might have gone through, I think.
It's possible.
Because that was their biggest bone of contention, was they wanted Feige available. And Disney's like, oh no, he's going to be stretching thin with all these other MCU projects.
But, you know, and it's like, Sony's not blaming Feige at all, I mean... He got a lot on his shoulders, so I mean, still, I think, like, that was just the last straw on it. You know, fucking Disney's demanding more money. Yeah, they're gonna give more money, but.
At the time, they're gonna get more money for it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Disney's gonna get all their money out of this they can.
Of course.
And we're gonna give it to them.
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They just re-released the Disney Genie on digital, like, disc.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The original Genie, they just put it back on disc.
I'm very confused.
Genie?
Aladdin.
Oh, I was like, huh? There's a movie called Genie, and I wasn't told about it.
There's a movie called Genie.
I got Aladdin on Blu-ray from the Disney Movie Club. Mm-hmm. Came with a digital copy. Speaking of, you heard that they're re-releasing the first 6 Star Wars movies on Blu-ray again? This time including digital copies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
You dirty bitches.
You know, I gotta give up a little piece of nerddom. I don't know if I'm a Star Wars fan anymore.
Ouch.
Like, I love the first 3 movies. They're great. And I don't mind the second trilogy.
They're just trying prequels. Too hard.
Yeah, the prequels. But I don't know. I haven't been able to get it.
With the current episodes 7, 8, and what looks to be 9, they're just reskinning episodes 4, 5, and 6, the classic trilogy.
Basically.
Yeah.
Because, they gotta go rescue the princess from an evil planet blower upper weapon and blow up the planet blower upper weapon.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
Second one, the bad guys, come back and lay the smack down on the good guys.
And they
end on a very low point on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this one, it appears that, the good girl might go to the dark side. Especially, did you guys see the sizzle reel?
Yeah.
Well, at the end where she whips out that double-bladed lightsaber?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's something.
Cool. It's pretty cool looking. But...
Let me guess, she's going to
I'll still watch it, just, because it's supposed to be the end of the Skywalker saga, period.
Yeah.
But you know what I got to say, though?
I really look forward to The Mandalorian.
I think
five years after Return of the Jedi.
Right.
I think you're right though. I think it is pretty much rehashing, because what I'm pretty sure is happening isn't that she's turned to the dark side. It's a vision, kind of like whatever Luke went into that cave and saw himself in Vader's mask.
In Empire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, there's this one fan theory I saw just today.
Mm-hmm.
They think that Rey may be a clone of Palpatine.
Apparently Palpatine's supposed to show... Okay, fan theory, dipshit. That's not a confirmation. Still, don't get too excited.
I love it.
Palpatine is supposed to show up again, though.
Yeah.
That's
however, somebody also said it could be tied into Beans of Fearless Baldus, a concept thing that was introduced in the Rebels animated series. That's a place that Force users can get to that's outside of... That's between time and space.
I'm telling you, greatest hide and seek champion.
And I figured that Palpatine found some way to actually enter into that area. And I saw some people were going, oh no, that can't, I don't think that'll happen from the cartoon, this, that. I'm like, okay, they brought Maul in in Rogue One or in Solo. Rogue One, we see Cam, Chopper and the Ghost on screen, and the, plus there's a PA call out for Syndulla on intercom. So yeah, they're not ignoring the cartoons. Rebels is officially part of canon. Period.
Yes. That's right.
Which also means the Clone Wars and Ahsoka Tano are officially part of canon.
Oh shit.
Well, we know the Clone Wars.
Because Ahsoka appeared in Rebels. I'm like, duh, just talking about it. What the fuck are we talking about? Don't get old and senile. It sucks.
What? And with that note, we'll take a brief intermission. All right, and welcome back.
This is recorded the next day, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It you hasn't can believe been, me or you can believe him.
It hasn't been a couple minutes at all. No, it's definitely the next day.
It's definitely 2020.
But anyways, before during a little
recording back in time to warn us all
with the rats.
That was him.
I thought it was the rats that helped.
During our little break, though, we were discussing a little bit of DC comics and such, and the Green Lantern. Because eventually they're going to bring him in again to the DCEU and try and give him his own movie again.
Hopefully.
What they should do this time around is do like a little mini series where it's like maybe each episode or maybe each season goes through and explains
one season
the history of each Lantern Corps.
One season.
I was just
one.
Thinking like half a season, like six episodes, and
yeah, half and
each
half.
Lantern Corps gets a few episodes to just get their history explained. Oh, and
yeah, I'm gonna be sad.
Cause that's not gonna happen, but
oh, it's not. But I'm thinking about the Red Lantern, the Rage Corps. They have one, the Cat. Mm-hmm. His backstory is sad.
Yeah. But like,
I'm not ready to see that if that happens.
Because there's like the White Lanterns and the Black Lanterns, and I would love to see some
light,
history. Yeah.
Hope.
I'd love to see the history and stuff behind that actually brought into some kind of
greed. Rage.
Yeah, Kyle Rayner was White Lantern for a while.
Love. No, is it passion? Is it passion, love?
Love, compassion.
Compassion. Death, life, hope.
Sound like a whole
greed,
bunch of Care Bears.
Rage.
I mean, essentially.
Power of compassion. Yay.
But yeah.
Rage.
Rage. The Rage Bear.
But anyways, no, I just think that'd be a really good way to set up for the next movie.
They bleed.
Give it a whole bunch of history beforehand, so then, you know.
Explosive.
Or seed it in other movies.
Yeah, that
like
too.
How, wait, oh, no, wait, that's how Marvel did it. They can't do that shit.
But, of course not. I don't know, I personally would really love to see, like, you know, a bit of a history.
It's not personally. We're all agreeing. Fucking taking it upon yourself.
Jeez.
Private son of a bitch.
Well,
I would love to see some history.
I think it might be better off if they're wanting to do it for the movie shit. That, you know, they should hold off on introducing the other corps until the Green Lantern Corps has been introduced.
Well,
and
yeah,
and they can name drop a little bit.
I guess, or they can do history after.
You know, or give, you know, say, okay, well, these, you know, the Red Lantern Corps are enemies over here.
Well, see, and that's
the
great thing about
the... give back, you know, give a tiny bit of backstory, and then any sequels, if they, you know, don't suck, then they could go ahead and start dealing more, you know, like, with one or two corps. You know, they fight against over here, and this one, they get, you know, help from these other two corps, other corps.
So here's what they could do. Introducing each corps beforehand, fine, but, like, maybe if they were to do separate movies for the corps, which they probably wouldn't, but it'd be pretty dope, because I would really love to see some history. You know, give some, do a little mini-series before each movie's released.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that, of course, because that's...
Actually,
it's DC.
You know. I mean, granted, the reality of it actually happening wouldn't, but what they could do is, like, since the company, you know, movie studios have been known to film shit specifically for trailers that aren't in the theatrical release, maybe do, you know, let's release, you know, do a series, bunch of trailers focusing on like 2 minute trailers focusing on the red, you know, the red lanterns, the yellow lanterns, orange, blue, indigo, violet. Yellow, all of those as a lead up to a Green Lantern movie.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
That way they don't, you know.
I'd be down.
You know, that way, you know, people that see the trailers, you know, are getting, okay, you know, a little bit of history of the Green Lantern Corps and rival, you know, and these other corps that sprung up as response to the Green Lantern Corps, followed by the Yellow Lantern Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sinestro's Corps.
But.
So rather than just calling it Green Lantern, it could be like the Lantern Corps.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? At this point, though, essentially, as long as it's a good movie and you don't cast, you know, Nicki Minaj at all.
In anything,
DC. Yeah. Do not make this mistake. Nothing.
Unless you want.
Ever.
Unless you want to guarantee your movie sucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do to really kick off their movies? Put Samuel L. Jackson in there somewhere.
Batman.
Yes.
Who are you? I'm the motherfucking Batman.
I'm the motherfucking Batman.
I'm the motherfucking Knight, motherfucker.
I'm the dark motherfucking Knight.
Say who are you again, motherfucker. I dare you.
Say why so serious one more time, motherfucker. Pill your smile back.
That's the only way to get any movie successful. Put Samuel L. Jackson in, man.
And Morgan Freeman is the butler.
Yes.
I told Mr. Wayne to go to sleep, but he wouldn't do it.
But he told me to fuck off.
He called me a motherfucker and told me to get the hell out.
Told me he wanted to fight crime. I'm not doing that. Impression.
Rather than a big old black Batmobile, be a big old black Cadillac.
Wow, we're just jumping right onto the racist train. All right.
Hold on. It'll have a boost in the back.
No. It's a soul train. It just exploded Kate's head. It was glorious.
This is what you get for opening to discussion.
All right, moving on.
Anyway, Star Wars. There's also going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi series coming on Disney Plus. Instead of and it's going to have Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of doing the standalone movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandalorian, the teaser bit that they released, that looks freaking sweet.
So, question is,
I happen to like the stuff they're putting out that's closer to the original trilogy a lot better than, you know, the new episodes.
Mm-hmm. So the question is that going to be brand new Mandalorian armor, or is that Mandalorian armor refound?
Well, it's definitely not a Jango or Boba set.
Yeah, no.
Or at least the helmet, anyways.
Yeah.
Would you...
Ah, the Eternals.
The Eternals have actually been cast.
Yeah.
We've seen...
Kit Harington's going to play the Black Knight. Tell my wife before I there didn't even say who it was. Yeah, yep. I'm not sure why they cast this guy to play the Black Knight in the new Eternals movie. Because he knows nothing.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. I don't think they caught that, but I did. It's okay.
Yeah, I do think they kind of dropped the ball in the last two seasons.
Yeah.
Things seemed way too changed. Game of Thrones.
Oh. Game of Thrones. Yeah.
They changed, you know. Started trying to rush through things to get the wrap-up done. Yeah, I'm thinking this might be a rental.
Huh?
I don't think I'm going to see this in theaters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know either.
You know, I'm not looking forward to Shang-Chi either.
Well, I mean, I'll give them
Black
a shot.
I'm not sure.
Most definitely.
That's a toss-up on the theater.
Doctor Strange, most definitely.
Shit's just... This website is asinine. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, so that's the thing.
Cool.
Skippity skippity. I mean, the only eternal character that I'm remotely familiar with is Cersei, and it doesn't look like she's even in the gonna be a this character.
Is my edit of the Eternals cast and the characters, so that's not.
Whatever. I haven't heard anything about the character of Cersei being cast, anyways.
That's poopy.
I'm not sure. But anyways, yeah, no. So that's interesting, ish. I guess
somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah. Not. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's back to Star Wars. Like I said, anything that they've been doing, you know, Rebels, Rogue One, hell, even Solo, you know, all that shit that they did that's right, you know, around the classic trilogy.
Yeah.
I feel is a lot better than the current sequel trilogy that they're doing.
Yeah. So I read
like this. I said, it's like they're reskinning the classic trilogy for the new trilogy.
Well, I read this thing, this fan theory, saying that Luke Skywalker was already dead by the time Rey found him. He just stuck on Earth as a ghost.
You mean Akito or Act 2 or whatever the hell the planet was called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just stuck there as a Force ghost.
A Force ghost that could do a Force projection across, the, you know. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You guys are on crack.
I mean, you're also dead set on the idea that
besides, you know, never mind the fact that all Force ghosts have that bluish glow around them and are slightly transparent.
Mm-hmm.
But okay,
you've also been dead set that Mace Windu is Snow, so.
No, that's Gollum. It was Andy Serkis.
I forgot.
Yeah, buddy.
But yeah, no, I don't know. It's just lately with the Star Wars movies, I just couldn't get interested in them.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one was great. I didn't hate it. Great was a bit of a stretch of a word to say right away, but it was decent.
I might want to take that back right now.
It had some moments in it that actually got me, like Han Solo.
Yeah.
That moment.
I was not happy when that got spoiled for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember it getting spoiled for me, too, because I was sitting there, and like I was going to watch it that night. I was going to watch the movie that night.
We were going to take my sister. We took my sister-in-law to go see it. And she was going to spoil that for me on the, as we're almost pulling it, almost to the theater. I'm like, oh, I already know.
Well, anyway, so like that night though, or that day, I was in class and one of my friends suddenly texted me, looked down at my phone, Han Solo dies. What the fuck?
Sorry, phone.
Middle of class, what the fuck? I was at the alternative school, so I mean.
Not that big a hairy deal.
Yeah. They told me not to curse, but...
It was a curse-worthy moment, damn it.
Fucking Han Solo just died! You shut the fuck up!
God, I was so pissed off, because he knew!
Because in the...
He knew I was going to watch it that night.
Yeah, and in the now Legends continuity of the expanded universe, they killed fucking Chewbacca.
Mm. Why?
Because they wanted to show that in against these new villains, that even the main cast is not safe.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course.
So they killed Chewbacca. However, in order to kill him, they dropped a fucking moon on him.
Yep.
They dropped a fucking moon on him, huh?
Well, the planet that he was on. But his last act was to save Anakin Solo, the youngest of the three Solo kids.
All right. Right.
Tossing him onto the...
This has nothing to do with what you're saying.
Tossed him onto the, or into the Millennium Falcon because it was kind of hovering, trying to rescue as many people off the planet as it could.
I meant actually Chewie's, but whatever, I'll go next.
You mean Chewbacca?
Yeah. So let's bring up something else in the Star Wars movies that shouldn't have ever happened. Let's see if we can find the scene. There's a certain scene right here. They showed these weird, like,
ape-like
things? Not even ape-like. Like, they're just rubbery. And, like, when you look at other things, like this, that is not what his hands look like. Here. What did they do?
They shaved him.
His hands have looked like that.
When?
Clear back in the fucking classic trilogy. See?
Because that's...
For episode 3, right there, and then...
They never showed it, though, like...
Well, not blatantly, like they did in Force Awakens, where he's gonna...
Yeah.
Do the thing, it's generally he had more hair covering his...
I guess, yeah, alright, but still...
It's just the way he was always using his hands, the hair, you know, on his hands, well, almost always covered his fingers.
This would have been... I would have definitely preferred that.
Yeah.
Over actually seeing these weird...
Those.
Creepy...
Monkey.
Bigfoot paws.
Yeah, I'm just... I
can't get behind it.
Should be holding C-3 music. That's great. But yeah, no, I just... That bugged me. See, and it's just like... It's... Even in the toys, it's so much more prevalent. It's little fingers. It's just horrible. Alright, sorry. That's just my little tyrant.
Little.
Hey, it's whatever.
As bad as the times I went off on the rat or on
Disney Plus. I'm just saying.
It's more than little.
Yeah. Disney Plus that's now swayed you to want to buy them?
Yeah.
They didn't sway me to want to buy them. They sway me into having to buy them. I still don't want to, but I'm going to watch Moon Knight.
Yeah, that's right. God damn it. There ain't no way we're missing out on that. That's sure.
If only you knew somebody who could get you access to the series without having to get it.
You know what? I don't know anybody like that, though. What do you...
If only we had...
You don't know anybody like that.
If only we had people officially. In that world. In this world.
Too bad.
Yep, all right. Well.
Oh, well.
Darn it.
Looks like you just gotta get Disney+.
We're just gonna have to buy it.
And I mean, you know, in the meantime, we also got Nicki Minaj's Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Of course not. I think
that was just a clickbait article.
I think what she wants is actually just a joke.
Because their, you know, website's desperate for hits or something.
Yeah.
Her overly fat ass.
But again, you know, that's not the only website that does stuff that's desperate for hits.
But, you know, I mean, it does make me wonder who could play Catwoman.
Yeah.
Jenna Jameson.
Yes. She's got all sorts of acting. It's true.
Okay. Yeah, she's good at role play.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sure she's worn a Catwoman suit or two in her life.
She's no stranger to latex.
Nope.
Or whips.
Yeah.
And scratchings.
Yeah. She's perfect.
Did you?
You know, I used to think there was.
Now, how good is she at reciting dialogue? Actual words.
What do you mean there's more than just ooh and ah? What's this shit? Words? I've never had to say words before.
Oh, God. I mean, I had to memorize dialogue?
Right?
What the hell is this thing called a plot?
Alright, before this gets any weirder, I think it's about time we call it a night.
Really? But it's so early. We got hours or minutes of this material.
Yeah, let's just...
All right.
We can keep going. It's cool.
Not even sure if I'm actually going to upload this. So,
chicken.
Bye.
Chicken.
Bye.